Are we? Yes, we are.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Love Bite.
Where we have giggle fits.
Apparently. Yes, that we have giggle fits. We especially when we have guests in or we're overly tired. Or
you know, why? And why would we be this tired? Why?
Refreshing.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe swingers seeing party. Yeah, and lots of sex.
And lots of cock.
Like overload.
Vagina and breasts. And it was a sex fest. For the voyeurs out there, even if you don't want to participate, I will say that I highly recommend
Holy
swingers parties.
Crap.
It is the Love Bite stamp of fucking approval.
It is people watching galore. Yes. I mean, just damn.
It is. Yeah. And the live porn, which.
Oh my god.
And I gotta say, these are some. Gifted men. The smallest cock we saw last night was 8-inch cocks.
Yeah.
Oh. And yeah, that's the.
And I saw
smallest.
His hidden Mickey.
And,
what?
And yeah, that is definitely saying something because then we got to work all the way up to see the hammer, which is 13 inches. And I'm not just talking like. It's 13 inches and small and skinny.
No.
It's a big, it's like a fat Asian baby arm. That's what that is. Like rolls huge. And shit.
Huge. And he had on those like special shoes like for traction and shit.
And get on skeletons.
He had traction shoes on for sex.
For sex. Dude, he's a professional. He comes fully fucking prepared.
Oh, yeah. His own condoms, everything.
He did. He can't, I'm sure. He
baby arm
normal condoms.
Well, and
baby arm condoms.
And the nicest guy, too. So super polite and everything.
Everybody was very
Everyone
nice.
Was very... It was so not at all what I expected.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that people like to, you know, stamp particular groups or subcultures, because swingers is a subculture, mm-hmm. with this concept of what it's going to be. Certainly, the people in the BDSM community, the subculture, are stamped with a concept of, oh, they're leather, they're, you know, they're sick, they have daddy-mommy issues and stuff like that, whatever it might be. And I think that people will look at the swinger subculture and think not necessarily that, but something that would be a more of a disparaging thought. However, when you actually get into any of these subcultures, you realize that it's just groups of people that are often very nice and very personable and very interesting to engage with on just a regular level, not even a sexual level. So yeah, that was definitely my experience in the swingers party.
It just, yeah. I felt so welcomed.
Very.
I felt so
very
welcomed.
Welcoming.
That makes me want to go back. No, I mean, like, I
it's
mean,
true.
It was just, it felt like.
A cock-hating lesbian wants to go back.
Everyone was so nice,
yeah.
And it made me want to go back because it just felt like we were at a house party,
mm-hmm.
and that there just happened to be sex going on. You didn't have
a lot
to
of it.
A lot of sex, and you didn't have to be there to watch it if you didn't want to. I mean, it was nice.
Yeah, there was no pressure to participate.
No.
Not even a pressure to watch. It was very, very comfortable.
Yeah,
it was, and you know, you could tell it trickles down from the tops, and they were good people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not why we're here today.
No, it
we,
is
we actually
so not.
Are going to dedicate an entire show at some point to talk about the swingers party. You know, next week we actually have 8-inch cock on, and I think we can focus a little bit on it there because he is a swinger. But in studio we have Katie B.
Yay.
Who you know, did a bit of a turn as a porn star, did a bit of a turn as a professional bottom. Is what we call lovingly, or not so lovingly, depending on who comes from, a Sammy, which is a smart-assed masochist.
You wear that shit with pride.
Yes, and she's a mouthy bitch, so there's that. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. First, let me ask, what would you brand yourself as? What would you call yourself? Not name, but like, are you a Sammy? Are you a sub? Are you a slave? Are you a switch? Are you, you know what?
I'm a slave at heart.
Okay.
With the right people, I will submit to. But the people that think they have dominance over me, whether I know them or not, gets the bratty, smart-ass Sam that everyone knows and loves.
Okay. let me give you a little of my thoughts on Katie.
Oh,
she's a very beautiful girl. with, you know, these breasts that, that she could probably strangle a small country with.
Yeah, she could.
she is vivacious and bouncy and shiny and a little, like, all over the map and sometimes seeming a little manic. But there is always this aura of just innocence, this sweetness to her where there's no malice, there's no, you know, there's no contempt for people and things. There's this raw, almost virginity to her, which is hilarious that I would say this, and the fact that she's just such kind of a sexual being. But she really does have that kind of diversity to her where she's just so sweet. For example, apparently the song that she has been singing all day and all night in her preparation is from a motherfucking Disney movie. So, I mean, I think that that is a prime example to highlight that, you know, that, you know, I can say these things about Katie, you know, former porn star, former, and I think that it paints a picture and people say, oh, well, she's that kind of girl. You know what? Just, she's not. She's a lot more than that. So that's what I have to say about the Katie B. So there's that.
Oh, I'm blushing. And that never happens.
I love the blushing.
You picked the wrong seat, sister.
I really did. No, I picked it so she could hit things with me.
She even brought me a little stick to hit her with.
Ow! Okay. Warm up.
Oh, I can't warm up in studio.
No. Yeah. Don't break it. Ow!
I still have a picture of your boobies all bruised up. I still have that picture.
What picture?
This picture. I don't know when it was that we were at the dungeon.
And I bruised her boobies.
Yeah.
A couple of times. Oh, wait. Is that the time where I was in subspace and you said Mistress Melissa was in lingerie? And I freaked out and I was like, oh.
Probably.
Yeah.
We all stopped.
We really did.
We all stopped. We're like, what?
Where?
She's in lingerie? I'd like to see this now, please.
I don't think I've ever cleaned a PlayStation as fast as I did that night. To see that.
It was kind of like there was a night low many months ago, maybe it was low years ago, where Melissa pulled out her massage table and stripped down to a thong and had slaves massage her. I mean, you just stopped to watch. Just to watch her get a massage.
It's normal. That's what happened last year at DomCon. She got a massage from Miss Jenny, and I'm like 5 feet away. And I just see her take a bra off, and I just stop. And I'm like a living statue. Everyone's like, are you okay? I'm like,
the tractor beam breasts.
It's like a solar eclipse. This never happens. Nobody move. She might put it back on.
That's funny. Well, you know, Nancy and I actually, there's a couple things we're really interested in. You know, so we're going to start with easy questions.
The thing is, sorry.
No, go.
We know you. We know you as this Katie and
being
all like spunky and stuff. And I'm really interested in the probotoming because I feel like it's a very different. I'm assuming there's like a different. Obviously there's a different motivation to do it. And I don't know. What attracted you to that? I talk with my hands. Sorry.
This is all for you.
Oh, yeah. We talk with our hands in here and nobody sees it.
Well, what do you mean what attracted me? What made me want to be a pro bottom?
Yeah.
The money. You want to get straight down to it?
Well, I saw a highlighter and I wanted to play with it.
Oh, God. Honestly, the money at first.
But okay.
Then I learned I could learn from this and learn from other pro bottoms that I knew that said it was a great way to learn and how to build up your tolerance for pain, learn and figure out what you like and what you don't like. And it was an eye-opening experience for me.
And I don't know, I guess because I think like, okay, so if you're a pro bottom, you're kind of opening yourself up to play with strangers that have this like, you know, fantasy. And they want to pay for it. I don't know. I don't know what kind of people seek those services. So, but I just feel like if you're a bottom in that kind of arena, you are opening yourself up maybe to more risk.
Well, and
then you would say, for instance, if you were playing with Mistress, mm-hmm. you know that she knows her shit.
Yeah.
And you're okay. You will be fine. You will walk away and it'll be great.
Yeah.
Whereas with... I assume that in being a pro bottom, maybe you don't have that certainty.
Yeah, I guess, is there a vetting process? Is there, what kind of safety precautions are in place?
Yeah, how do you deal with
it? So they come in, they get a tour of the location. We are almost like locked away in a room, so they can't just stare at us for whatever reason. And we all just hang out in there all day. And somebody will come in, the lady behind the desk, will come in and be like, he wants or she wants to do this, this, and this. And this is her ideal type. This is his ideal type. Either a dominant, a switch, a bottom, whatever it may be. Color of the rainbow, who knows? So whoever wants to do it, if you want to go and do it, if you want to go and be introduced to this person, then you go do it. Otherwise, you stay seated. So you go out there, you negotiate what, you know, hi, I'm Katie B. I'm a pro bottom. I like pain. Woohoo. Like, whatever. And
this is my resume.
This is my resume. And so then if you do get picked, which I never did, unfortunately, at the location I was at, then you go and have a discussion of like, okay, so here are the rules. Here are the house rules. Here are my rules. I will end it if I want to end it. If I think it's going too far or I don't think you should do this, or it is very much pro the person working and not the client. The client can get what they want, but at the say-so of the person, like the submissive, the switch, the top, whatever. It is very much of, I don't like what you just did. I'm going to end the session now, and you're going to pay the full price. So say, and I was told this, say he pays for an hour-long session, and he does something 15 minutes in that I'm just not okay with. I'm disgusted. I'm done. We're done with the scene. He will pay the whole hour fee because he messed up and did something that I was not okay with. Wow. So, and it's very much, and it's like it is with freelance submissives in the scene. Like, it is very much up to the submissive to be like, you can do this, this, and this, but if you do this, I'm walking away. Like, you don't ever get to play with me again. And then for the aftercare and everything, we have the people that work there. So you get a horde of like half naked women like cuddling you, which I have to say is amazing. It is just blue boobs aplenty just everywhere. And you're just like,
it sounds like a really great way of asserting your boundaries.
It is. And I learned a lot. I learned that one of my major huge boundaries without realizing it was tickling. I can do a little light poking and a little like hee-hee-hee, but if you get into tickling me, I will literally break your hand off.
You won't break her hand off.
No, but she's...
I'm not touching you. I know, but that's what... You.
Oh, my God, really? Do not make me turn this car around.
I actually did that last night to Nancy on the drive home from the swingers party. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching. She wanted me to keep her awake. So
oh my God.
I was hitting her with a water bottle. And she didn't want me to. So I was like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching God. You.
But it's a great way. Like, I was able to build up my pain tolerance by being a bottom. Like, I was a wimp going into it.
Really?
I couldn't take a hit. I would cry at the drop of a hat if you hit me with something. Now I'm like, hit me with a bat.
Yeah. Whoa.
2x4. Woo. You know, like, because pain tolerance is just what? Through the roof.
What the fuck? Because because you're one of a very, very small group of people where I think, like, yeah, you could take some shit. You can totally take some shit. I want that. So that's really interesting to hear you say. I for some reason I just thought that you just were always that.
Oh God, I was the biggest pussy.
So for those out there who might even be in this room, who would be interested in building up their tolerance, what are some of the steps for a person to do such a thing?
Well, I mean, you have to figure out
looks at novice Nancy.
You got to figure out like what you're comfortable with. Like, say you're comfortable with flogging.
So at the beginning of the show, Katie said that she would probably hit herself on the mic, and Mistress has just done that for her with her own face.
I've taken away all of my professional ability. Carry on with the show.
Okay. So, say, okay, Novice Nancy, what is your favorite instrument to be played with upon? Dildos, vibrators, and Mistress Heather's various body parts do not count.
I like all of her.
No. She doesn't count.
Oh, I like the steel cane.
So you like the cane?
Oh, deep tissue.
Yeah.
So, oh, you like deep tissue. Okay, that helps. So, she does some light whacking, yes? Mm-hmm. Have her build up that way. Start with light whacking. Have her build up slowly but steadily and over.
Really, you like that?
I like the cane in general, but of the ones that you use on me, I like that one the best. And, I mean, there are other things that I can, I mean, I don't know. I see, and the thing is that because this last time that we played, it had been quite some time since we had played.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I was kind of starting from scratch.
Right.
So.
Which we all do. I mean, I did a scene with Mistress Melissa at Thirst at Sanctuary after being MIA for what? 9 months? Oh. Wow. Dragon tails on the boobs. That's kind of painful after a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good painful, but painful.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
just slowly start up with the cane. Just work your way up harder to harder and harder hits. Like, make sure you're good and warmed up. But every now and then, just give her a cup of good hard wax.
Well, this is the reason that I am intrigued. I would never have guessed you would have said the steel cane. Because every time I bring it out, I mean, literally 2 hits in, you're like, ah, you know, and I was like, and then you say it's your favorite.
I like how it feels, but it still hurts, obviously. Okay. But I like how it feels.
Because if you like that, then you'll ultimately like punching.
Oh,
because it's
punching.
Deep tissue. It's deep. It's not, because you've got like the thinner canes and whatever and the bamboo and even a lot of the impact, which is very surface.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain kinds of floggers that can get kind of that deep tissue feeling, especially on the back. But punching and then the steel cane and some of the larger ones, they're definitely more like that.
Mm-hmm. But caning is a good, like, lead way into other things. Like, the first time I took single tails and whips and dragon tongues and tongues, tails, whatever, mm-hmm. I was terrified. I didn't think I could do it. I mean, I was crying the whole time before they even touched me. And then it was like, that's the thing I take best. Like, I will stand there and be single-tailed till there's no tomorrow, and I'm just like, you wow. Breaking, did you just sent yourself a text through my phone.
I'm tired, people. I saw a lot of cock last night. It was distracting.
Apparently.
But so, wow. I was just, because I see you totally different now. I really just always thought, heavy bottom. That's just, I had you in that category.
I agree. I'd put on.
I mean, this weekend at DomCon, I was, not this weekend, the last weekend. Mm-hmm. At DomCon, I played with, I did a little impromptu torture thing with Sex and Metal with their hand device, where it clamps around your wrist and then it screws in little things onto the knuckles of your fingers. And because I have tiny dwarf hands, because I'm small everywhere, but my hands and my feet are just the smallest thing on me. It went on to the first knuckles and even the cuticles of my fingers. And I had been scared to death of this thing since they made it, which I've known them since I was 18. I'm 22 now. So I've known them for a while and I was scared to death of this thing. But I put my hand in it. Oh my God, it is the best thing I've ever experienced. It is so cool. It's so painful, but so cool. Like, they make you move your hand and move your arm, and it's like, ha, 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 I'm on the floor now. What happened?
That's so crazy. I would have never thought about pain in your hand. Like, really? Hands?
Yes. It's cool.
Nuts.
It's really nice. I like it. It's not something you can do long term, like, because it is on the knuckles, so.
No, that didn't work.
It wasn't as loud.
But yeah, I used to be just like you. I used to not be able to take a single hit. And then it was just, I was under a certain dominant that all they did was spank me with paddles as hard as they could. And I think out of like fear of death and of pain and just like having to deal with it, my body just was like, okay, well, this is pain and you're going to process it like this. And
so I just need to beat you harder.
Yes. What the fuck?
That is what I just got.
Okay. You know me well enough to know I am an instigator. I will instigate the shit out of something.
Wow. So that just happened.
Yeah, that did just happen.
Yes.
All of that right there.
Fantastic. So tell me about this, porn star thing.
Oh, Lordy. Well, it's not under KDB, so don't try to find it, anybody.
I'm looking. I'm sure at some point I can get it out of you, but,
off air,
I'll tell you.
Beat it out of you. No, she gets in subspace and she can't do fucking shit then.
It's true. Other than fuck, I'm apparently a great fuck during subspace.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I didn't know until I was sold, but...
Because she was in subspace.
I was like, cloud nine. Penis. Yay! Ah.
All right.
Oh, wait. Vagina.
Porn star.
Yes. I had always been... I've always wanted to do porn. I thought it was the coolest thing on the face of the planet. And I've known, like, handfuls of porn stars, like, my entire life. So it was kind of just, like, inevitable that I was going to end up doing it. You both know me. It's kind of like... Well, yeah. But I was under the dominant that I learned to build up pain tolerance with. And she did porn. And she was like, let's go. And I'm like, oh, you mean right now? Oh, like right now? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, let's go. We went to San Diego. I did a test shoot for a company with who they were supposed to be sending me somebody that knew what they were doing. They sent me a new guy. Who couldn't get it up to save his life, went upstairs of the location, turned on his phone and listened, and tried to get porn to come up. I ended up having sex with the director of the shoot who wanted to like emotionally have sex with me. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to fuck you on camera and then leave. Well, in the middle of the shoot, we hear additional orgasms and additional moaning. And I'm just like, wait, how many people are here? The fool had left his phone upstairs loading porn. So in the background of my video, you can hear other people fucking. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So the guy is getting really like girlfriend fucking situation. And I'm like faking every moment of it. I'm like, this guy's disgusting. He's not attractive, but he's a penis and I need it for the money and for the test shoot. So... fuck the living shit out of him. We get done. We run all over town to get the video right. We finally do. We send it to the company and they post the video online, which I'm like, apparently I'm a porn star now. Woohoo. You know, I'm like, isn't there supposed to be a little more excitement here? No? Okay. Do a couple different shoots with a couple different people. You know, Jordan Sparks? No, that's a girl.
Yeah, that's a singer.
What's his name? It's Jordan something.
I don't know.
I don't either.
All right.
But I did a couple with him, and those are online. And then I did a lot of porno shoots, like just pictures of that was posted online. And then it just got to the point where I was doing a lot of porn, but not getting any money.
Oh, that's not good.
And I was like, wait a minute, where's the income? Like, I'm supposed to be making bank right now. Like, hello? Well, to find out that the mistress at the time had been pocketing every cent of it.
That was special.
Wow. So, and then posting images of me like asleep and of other things like online of me like naked or me doing stuff around the house online for money without my knowledge. So I ended that very quickly. I was like, I'm not going to be used to make you profit. So I'm just going to stop doing porn. And I've had multiple offers up to this day by the lovely Michael Kahn. To do more porn. If you want to get back into porn, I will help you. And I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I'd do it again, but.
Well, because I'm a voyeur, what kind of positions and things did you do in the porn? Threesomes, foursomes, orgies, DP,
It was mainly boy-girl. I never got to do my favorite stuff. the threesomes, the foursomes, the girl and girls. I never got to do it, unfortunately, because I quit before I was given an offer because of the situation. Mm. I did boy-girl. I did a lot of, like, how dare you look at another girl's, she's skinny, I'm big girl, I'm woman, hear me roar, fuck me. I thought you were submissive, prove it. Kind of stuff. Like, that's one of the famous quotes of like three different videos I did. Well, I thought you were submissive. Well, prove it. Grab him by the throat and fuck me. Like, it's kind of very, a lot of just like, grab me, ravish me, and then tell me I'm not worthy for your come and walk away. Because I'm okay with that. Yeah. So that was the main topic of the sexual escapades. Rawr. But that's just what's on video. Now, what I do in my own time is a whole lot hotter.
Oh, do you want to describe that?
If you'd like. Go. Miss, I'm on a cell phone.
No. I'm...
No.
Eating. She's real.
Oh, I knew that.
I do.
Let's see. I had my first orgy last year.
All right. Those were fun.
Like, it was kind of nice. I was like, woohoo. I was a human birthday cake for my friend's birthday. They had decorated me, and they had first laid me on a massage table, naked, took a blanket towel that would soaked in water, put in the freezer, and laid it on top of me so my body heat wouldn't melt the icing and everything, which, by the way, is torture. That is just pure and unadulterated torture. It's not nice. It's just mean. That's like laying on ice cubes for like an hour. It's like, huh? I can't move. Wrote happy birthday, Eric, up my leg. You know, I had a banana penis, which was kind of hot. I made him eat it. Yes. It was hot. And then we spent the next 2 days like enthralled with each other. I mean, there was 8 of us. And everybody was a couple but 2 of us. It was hot.
That sounds very, very odd. I didn't bother turning off the mic that time. Didn't seem to make a difference. So I know you, Miss Katie. And in our conversations, you say that, you know, you've gotten into the lifestyle at 16.
Mm-hmm.
How does somebody get into this at such a young age?
I was back home in Texas. I was dating a very dominant personality. I've always dated very dominant men, very dominant, manly men.
Macho.
See. And a very white girl attitude. And so he...
So you're Slamos Pepsi. She's not even hearing.
I know. I hear that.
Total white girl here. I have no idea what just happened. I heard Pepsi.
I just said my name is Pepsi's.
So... He was very much into the lifestyle, and he was 19. And I loved him for everything he was worth. I thought he was my world when I was 16.
Yeah, 16.
God help me.
Yeah.
And so he started to teach me, like, what it means to be subservient to men and what it means to be a submissive and what he likes. Granted, he was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. He used to put out cigars and cigarettes on my boobs. And wow. I thought that's what you do. I was 16. I didn't have any way of educating myself, and I didn't know.
Ow.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No. Not bueno.
It's not good.
No.
Pain tolerance? Here.
No.
So I... broke up with him, learned that wasn't right, and I just dove headfirst into being educated. I found every book I was able to get my hands on. I read as much as I could online at 16 and could get away with, and just learned. And I've never looked back. I moved out here and I found the LA community, the LA, I found you guys, and it's just, I love it. And looking back, I don't think I would have changed. I think I would have still gone this route with being in the community. It's done more good for me than it has done harm. Granted, we all run into the crazies. I mean, they're just...
Don't we all?
They're just kind of a plenty sometimes, and you feel like that's all there is, but every now and then, some bright light, like Mistress or Miss Novice Nancy over here, mm-hmm. will pop out and just guide you to the right people, and that's what happened.
We were talking a while ago, not a while ago, probably even last night, about how we all have a little bit of the crazy in us.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
We all have a little bit of the crazy in us, and it's just kind of a spectrum.
Yes.
So, just letting
bring that up. Yeah, no, and some people act out their crazy more or less than others, you know.
Mm-hmm. And some people just hide the crazy.
There's that. There's that. And some people just aren't aware of the crazy. Yeah. I did a blog post on this recently.
I know. I read it. It's really good.
Thank you.
I got halfway through it, and I was like, that's a lot of crazy talk. I can't do it. No, I'm just going to do this later.
But there are some very funny pictures.
Yes, I saw the pictures.
Do you, because you're 22, yes. what do you see?
Baby.
I know, you're very young. Baby. What do you see ahead of you?
Love, life experience. I look forward to learning from each and every person that I know. And I already have. I mean, I've learned so much from you, Mistress, in the little time that I've known you. Wow. Little time being 2 years, but still. I look forward to being there for new people. I look forward to educating other people, mentoring the newbies, the little sprinkles that don't know what they're doing, that just want to play and just get all flustered and so I look forward to being in the community for many years to come and growing and learning and loving and just putting my footprints in the community and helping change it.
That's nice. Cool. That is cool. What are your limits?
On what? I'm like, well, there's a whole spectrum of limits here.
You know, somebody wants to play with you in a dungeon. What do you say?
I have rules. I have guidelines. I don't,
I am not on my A game today.
And round two.
I'm just going to keep hitting the fucking mic.
The mic's going to win.
I don't do... I have very hard limits. I don't do tickling, like I said. I can take a hit, but you need to know where to hit me and how to hit me. And if you are unsteady with that instrument, I ask that you don't play with me with it. I mean, there's a whole spectrum. I like trampling. There's like three people in the world that I will touch their feet. So if you put your feet on me, I will either do one of two things. I will start crying hysterically or just freak the fuck out. I can't handle feet.
Mm-mm. So she's the antithesis of a foot fetishist.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Right. But God help me, I have a thing for shoes.
They're not necessarily the same. I see that.
So... I'm very standoffish when it comes to needles and play piercings because there's not a lot of people that really know what they're doing sometimes. And I've been stuck in the wrong places one or two times. And it's just kind of like, you know what? I'm going to leave that for somebody that I completely trust. there's stuff, but I don't know what you would say.
Well, no, I mean, but I guess I think We've talked, Nancy, you and I, a lot about kind of dungeon etiquette and behavior. So this is, I think, a prime time to ask. You know, she's kind of a, you know, free-range bottom. She's like hanging out. She's like, hey, I could take a beat and what you want, what you got.
Hit me harder.
Is that all you have? So the question then would be, how does someone, you know, do a pickup scene?
Randomly pick somebody up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You go to maybe even something you don't know, which of course, you know, I always discourage, but whatever, that's just me. What if it's somebody who's, you know, come to the dungeon, they've done a lot of play on their own and they want to try it publicly? What would you recommend for, I mean, either top or bottom? What are your thoughts on how they should approach that situation?
Well, if I'm being approached by somebody I don't know, I'm going to ask personal questions. I'm going to get deep into it because you're asking me to put my body in your hands and trust you to know that you won't damage it permanently and or kill me. And I think that's kind of allowed. But when somebody comes up and says, hey, I saw you play and I heard that you're free range, you know, because a lot of people don't know what that means.
It's not chickens.
It's not. Free range is somebody that is a submissive bottom, whatever, that plays with a lot of different tops.
They're unattached.
They're unattached. And I will ask, okay, well, what are you comfortable with playing with? Do you know how to use this? Do you want me to help you and talk to you and help you work your way through a scene, your first public scene? Because I've done that a couple times. I've been somebody's first public scene and helped them, educate them, and help be like, okay, well, that was really good, but you just got to make sure you don't hit here and hit here.
You're like the break-in girl.
I am. I'm like...
You're that girlfriend that breaks in a guy.
Oh, God.
I mean that in the...
Thanks, hon.
No. Oh, my God. I meant that as a compliment.
Really?
She's like a starter sub.
What?
A starter sub instead of a starter wife?
A starter sub. Wow. That was even worse.
Well, that's what you just said. I just put it more...
Ladies and gentlemen, I call these honestly. People my friends.
Yeah, but I'm known for humiliating people. That's not what I was doing there, though.
No. You can get a lot worse.
I can get a lot worse. You want to get worse? Can we get worse?
If you want, I may walk out, but...
No, you would.
I really wouldn't. I love you guys too much. I'd just sit here and look at you. But I guess you could call me the starter sub. The starter bottom, whatever. I'm very open and very... I will educate somebody while doing a scene, like... If I know you're new and don't know what the fuck you're doing, I will very much openly say, whoa, okay, no, we don't hit there.
And many bottoms don't do that.
No, because many bottoms feel that they need to do as told. I like to call a lot of them doormats. Yes, master, whatever you want, master, please throw me in front of a bus. I'll do what you want. You ask me to step in front of a bus, I'm going to look at you like you're crazy and push you in front of it. I don't do that. I've done the whole doormats thing. I've done the whole I will do whatever asked upon me. It works for certain people that know the guidelines and know the boundaries. Others can get seriously hurt by it. Mm-hmm. And I've known a few. I've known a few that have gotten seriously hurt, and it's not okay.
Sometimes people feel like they have something to prove.
Yes.
And especially when you are submissive, there's a part of you that kind of want to prove yourself. You do want to show what you're made of.
Yes.
And it's one of those things where you have to remind yourself, actually, no, I don't have to prove myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what I have to offer. This is who I am.
Yeah.
And you skip all of that and you go straight to, wait, you're going to be mean to me? You're not going to respect me? Okay, fuck you. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
I just lost my thought. I'm pretty.
Well, yes, that's true.
I really did. I totally, you were saying something and I was like, oh, I'm going to talk about that. And then it was just gone.
All right. So
talk amongst yourself.
You are unaffiliated, unattached. I know that you would like to have an owner. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting. You have a very, it sounds, you know, from what you're saying, you have a very mentoring approach even to dominance. Would you ever consider mentoring a dominant in that way that was not bound to be your owner?
I've never thought of it. I think that would be kind of cool. I mean, and this is going to sound cocky, but it really isn't meant to be. I've been doing this since I was 16. I've done it in Texas. I've done it in California. I've watched a lot of dominance play. I've done a lot of scenes and I know what I like and what to hit somebody with and how to hit somebody with that instrument and what is a good pain and what is a, oh my God, okay, we need to stop pain. And I think if more bottoms were doing that were like, look, if you want to play with the scene and you want to do something to a submissive, why don't I teach you what a submissive might like or what a bottom likes or what's a good place to get hit or not? I think that would be cool. I actually might do that now.
You know, I've been talking for a while about the fact that I think that there need to be more kind of, there needs to be more mentoring, number one. But I think that submissives need mentors as much as dominants do. Mm-hmm. And I believe everybody should at some point, you know, have a mentor or whatever, because that's how you continue, not only grow, but you can kind of have somebody that holds you accountable, somebody that you respect.
Yeah.
And I think that there aren't a lot of submissives that have that. There's certainly a lot of submissives that have submissive friends that they can go to for some sort of guidance, but it's not necessarily a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And mentors are going to call you out on your crap. It's kind of like a sponsor in AA kind of thing. So that, I mean, that's something that I've thought really is lacking in the community and should exist in some way. I don't know how, don't ask me. But, you know, I mean, I could definitely see you obviously have the experience, you know, of being able to mentor in a lot of ways, not necessarily in every possible way, but everybody's different. Everybody has different needs. And that's what, you know, a mentor.
Well, I have a friend named Mouse. Many of us know my cute little mouse. She's my mouse and I am her kitten. I do that for her. She moved to New York, unfortunately. But while she was here, I was her mentor. If she did something stupid, I'd call her out on it, middle of a party. I'm like, did you really, really just do that? And you want to have this image? I was like, okay, we need to go talk about this. That wasn't cool. You just totally made yourself look like a fool in front of people. I'm like, granted, I do that all the time, but that's kind of my persona. The walking, talking dumbass is my persona some of the time. And I'm okay with that. Because it opens the door for people to talk to me. And I am the most gentle, kind-hearted, biggest soul loving person you will ever meet. But I am a complete dumbass. I am.
Okay.
I do. I will say the most stupidest thing and then look at you like, oh, I really just said that, didn't I?
Okay, oh. Yeah, actually, sometimes you do that.
See?
And I'm like, okay, she just said that. All right.
And about 20 minutes later, I would come back on my hands and knees begging you to forgive me because I just said something stupid.
I like the crawling part. That's nice.
I'll do that as much as you want. I love
fantastic.
Crawling.
Fantastic.
I look at you and I think sometimes I'm like, wait, I want to see her top a guy. I want to see her do that.
You want me to see? You want to see me top a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be hot. Yeah.
Do you feel switchy at all?
Oh yeah. Because there are people that I would beat the shit out of for entertainment.
Yeah, I get.
And there's other people that'd be like, don't hand me any instrument while I'm in that proximity to that person. Nope.
Yeah, that's a different.
I will die. But yeah, I've always wanted to do a scene with a guy, because and then eventually do one with a girl because I feel like with a girl I could be more sensual and more loving and more like. Rawr. But with a guy, it'd be like, exactly. But with a guy, it'd be like, let me just beat your ass, give you some aftercare, and then goodbye.
No, I feel like, you know, in that space, like, oh, man, you'd be, oh, my God. That would be like voyeurism ambrosia.
With or without the coconut.
I'm just saying.
Well, I would love to have somebody mentor me in the scene etiquette. And ladies and gentlemen, I just hit the mic for the first time tonight.
Sorry, Adam, I'm one up on you on that. So
I would love to have somebody mentor me like that. I mean, I've been to instructional classes. I know how to do certain things, but I mean, I've been out of it for so long that I would love to have somebody mentor me and teach me, because I would love to do a scene. Love to top somebody, because I feel like that would be an honor.
Yeah.
Well, topping is fantastic. It's this from the person who doesn't bottom, but you know, it's just what I gotta say. I gotta keep this fucking real. So, yeah.
I was just saying. I feel like that's the next frontier for you. That is your next frontier. I mean, mentoring, but yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I envision for you.
Yeah.
Aw, thank you. See, I envision
I would like
sex,
to watch,
but
too.
Still.
Right? Yes.
Is this like a new thing? Katie B topping is like the new, like, act here.
I don't know. For me, I see Sammies and I'm like, I want to see them top somebody.
Right.
And I don't know if it's just because they're that kind of personality and that's very kind of toppy. There's that, but then there's an equal component. Now we're even. There's an equal component of you should try it and then maybe you'll shut the fuck up. Because now you've been there, and it ain't that easy. This is not, I mean, it's not rocket science, but it's really not easy. So, yeah. You know, there's kind of a combination. It's like, you know, it's a very educational experience. And I am a giver. I'm an educator. And therefore, wow. And therefore, I want to make sure that you are, you know, thrust into it.
Thrust
into it. I came from a swingers party. I'm going to say the word thrust. Thrust into it. And so that you can learn that, you know, maybe you won't be quite so mouthy.
Well, it's funny. I've seen a Sam top to another Sam. That's just entertaining.
How did that go?
Because they talk shit back and forth the entire time.
That must be so it
is
entertaining.
It is. Because it's like, oh, is that all you got? Oh, what? You can't take more? Oh, pussy. Oh, hit me harder. I did hit you harder. What? You can't take anymore? It is the greatest thing. And it's like one of those things that you just want to bag a popcorn and just sit back and watch.
That actually sounds pretty awesome.
I think that'd be hilarious because that's what I would do. If somebody was being what I do to certain people and Samming me, I'd be like, oh, game on. Gauntlet has been thrown, game on.
Yeah. I think that seems reasonable. That seems reasonable. And that's when the duct tape comes out.
Because duct tape turns no to mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can't hear what you're saying.
Best catchphrase ever. Duct tape.
I have a picture of that. It's a little guy with duct tape on it. Says duct tape turns no to mm-mm.
It's my favorite.
It's pretty true. That it is. What? I'm playing with the stick.
Yeah, I see you playing with the stick.
I keep waiting to get hit with it.
I keep waiting for her to hit you with it, too.
But there's not, I mean, she doesn't really have places that are easy to hit in this location.
Oh, and there it goes.
She's got boobs. Boobs. Garbage.
Only the best kind.
I was talking to Katie on the drive over about a little bit about the swingers party. Mm-mm. And I thought that, you know, that kind of would be another little playground for her. I mean, I can't say that, you know, she can come or not because obviously I'm not in the circle to invite people, but it's one of those. Yeah, I think that she would do well. And then I started describing the lengths of the men, of their peni. And she was terrified. And she said her vagina hurt just thinking about the hammer.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if it hurts or if it's turned on. Because it's kind of one of those painful thoughts to think about. It's like, ooh, could I take it? Could I take all 13 inches?
I don't know if anybody could take all 13 inches. That is a miraculous vagina.
Damn if I'll be trying.
Gauntlet down. I think the only thing that could actually take 13 inches is an ass.
Yeah, no.
You don't do ass?
No.
You don't do anal?
No.
Really?
Sat on a bag of peas for a week and a half after my first time.
Wow. Well, yeah, that was just done poorly. I mean, you got to work your way up to it. We had a whole anal training podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to
work your way up to it. God, I missed that one.
No, like even our sweet little Nancy over here is intrigued by the anal.
I'm intrigued. Really?
Yes, she wants to do it. And then I
want
to put Skittles up her ass and have her shoot rainbows.
Is that what the Skittle thing
was? And
then
I can have a rainbow shitting sub. Rainbow shitting sub. Who else has that? Me. And then it becomes a thing.
I will never look at Skittles the same.
I've Skittled your ass.
I sure the fuck can't. There's a big ass bag of Skittles in my room. And like,
you can't eat them?
No. And then as soon as I start thinking, I'll have some candy. Then I remember her.
Oh, I'm starting to pack Skittles in my toy bag from now on.
Oh, God.
I will have Skittles in my toy bag.
Well, I actually talked to my friend about it. And because I trust her with my life. I will do anything for this woman. I'm beyond loyal to this woman. And I've talked to her about it because I feel she's the only one I can trust enough to do that with. And we are going to talk about it. So maybe next time I'm on the podcast, I will have experienced it in all of its wondrous glory. And I do shit Skittles. You don't know.
See, you got to start small. You got to start small, like a little stick and then a little butt plug and then medium butt plug and then, you know, strap on and then woo, Skittles. Taste the rainbow.
You are so excited about this.
I cannot express my excitement for the Skittles. I really, really can't. I think I want a rainbow shitting sub. Baby, can you give me that? I'm not asking for much.
Yes, mistress.
See, and that's how, and they're little teeny tiny things.
I know how big Skittles are. Skittles are not that teeny tiny.
They are. They're,
you put eight of them in your mouth and try to eat.
Eight?
Yeah.
Of them in your mouth. Dude, wow.
I may be small, but baby, I got a big mouth. Ah.
That's, yeah. I don't, anyway.
Torchwood, really?
What? Yes, Torchwood. What? I'm a geek.
Yes. We have, ladies and gentlemen, we have Torchwood in the audience.
We do. Torchwood and Skyrim. These are the shit that comes up. Yes, so those are, you should try anal. I'm really surprised because I would actually peg you, not peg you. I mean, I would peg you, but that's
thank
what
you.
I mean. I would.
Anytime, baby, anytime. Rah,
rah. Well, you don't want to be pegged. Well, only in one hole. I would think that you would be a DP gal.
Really?
Yeah, you seem like a DP kind of gal.
I'm learning new stuff about myself all the whole podcast.
I don't know. Just, you know, that's the persona, the aura, the sexicated. You think, yeah. You know, she kind of does everything.
You know what she does that I really like that I always, whenever
what,
I think
what
of
I do?
Katie, I think of her as a kitten.
Oh yeah, she's a good kitten.
Really good kitten.
She's a good kitten. She definitely gets the kitten.
Yeah. Like,
for pet play.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
See?
I've been asked, do you do any other pets? And I'm like, not as well. But yes, but not as well. I mean, I got the whole purr thing going on, too.
Yeah.
Do you identify, though? I mean, is that?
Yeah, I'm a kitten all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why my nickname for so long was Kitten. Pup.
Yeah, well, she's got that. She likes to stir shit up like a cat does. She's kind of like that fucking cat.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to strangle that fucking cat.
Just remember kittens bite.
Right? That is a very true statement.
There's a picture I found online of a cat biting a dog. And the dog is freaking out saying, somebody feed the cat. And I totally just thought of you and me, Nance.
Wait, what?
That you would be the dog and she'd be the cat.
I'd be the
cat. She'd be biting you.
Biting you. Because you're taunting me.
Ah. Well,
she's taunting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what? Who's tauntable?
I'm
Katie
tauntable?
Is tauntable.
Oh,
well, you're both tauntable.
See, and then my head goes to Tonto.
Wow.
Yeah, random.
All right, that's okay. So.
Don't ask. I don't know. It's been a long day.
What?
I broke Nancy.
What kind of thing would you be interested in doing as your next kind of scene?
Oh, my next scene? What I want to do?
Yeah.
I'd like to do a piercing scene, honestly.
Sign me up.
Okay.
That was quick.
Okay.
Damn. I love me the needles. And I'm
I mean, hey, I'll do it today
needles.
If you want.
I don't have anything with me. So, sorry. That's awesome. I get a pink cushion. Yay, pink cushions. I like pink cushions. For those who have no idea what we're talking about, plate piercings. You've used the tips of hypodermic needles and you insert them in people's skin in just the surface. And I like to make pretty designs. It's all very artistic.
So then she's that person that you trust? Yeah.
Yay.
You are Mistress Melissa, one of the two.
Yeah, oh no, she's, yeah. She's fantastic too. Yeah, I like that company. I don't hate that company.
We all do.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I want to take a few minutes to wrap up and talk about next week and a little bit more about swingers.
And then
what else happened this week?
Yeah, that too.
We'll come back to saying more to the Katie, but. So, you know, we were on Sirius Radio week, which is pretty fucking cool.
Majorly.
Yeah, and majorly. We'll be on again next month.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. So swingers party, real quick. I want to get back to that for a second. Outside of the fact that we had a friend with us.
Yeah.
And, it wasn't like there was a collusion of a plan, but there was like, she needs to get fucked.
Yeah.
This needs to happen.
Yeah. And we're just those kinds of friends.
And we're those kinds of friends. We're like,
you
this
guys
needs
really
to happen
are.
For her. Yeah, the best happened for her. And, you know, I knowing her the way that we do, I kind of thought that she would be like a little bit more timid.
Yeah.
It going in. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're out having a smoke and all of a sudden she's in a bedroom.
Whoa.
Get in it on. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to put the cigarette out and I'm going to go watch. I need to see this.
Do I know this friend?
I don't know. It was fantastic to be able to watch a friend do such a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
You know, you really feel a closeness when you see your friend's vagina and junk. You do.
Yeah.
Do we have that closeness? You've seen my vagina.
I've seen you.
But I guess that closeness of seeing someone get fucked. I mean, just saying.
It's a whole new level.
Anybody can see somebody else's junk, mm-hmm. but seeing them, you know,
with another junk in it. Oh yeah,
exactly.
But sorry, I'm all about.
I'm like about facial expressions and sounds.
Oh, see, and then you two would love me during sex.
Well, no, it's about seeing, you know, how do they process this experience? How do they process 13 inches, 11 inches, a hook, 8 inches? How do they process this? You know, and so it's always interesting. And then, you know, you get to compare and contrast, you know, people, the same person with other people, and how do they behave? It's like, oh, I see, that's a little bit different from that person. So obviously it's very different
style. And you do feel closer.
You do. They may not know it. They may not feel closer to us, but I feel closer to them.
I certainly do. It's an intimate thing.
Yes, it is.
Super intimate thing.
Yes, so it is.
I'm glad that we could be there for her.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. I agree. Apparently, Katie's excited. She's turned on.
Yeah, because that wasn't said in private or anything.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Can't trust me.
Apparently not. No. Okay. I haven't been fucked in a while. I now want to fuck in front of them because I think it'd be entertaining for them to watch me have sex.
I would like to watch
because
you have sex.
I'm utterly vocal.
This sounds like a very wonderful thing. I like, you know.
Should we
could take this,
put it in the calendar,
relationship to the next level and watch you have sex. Yes. Yes. Yes, I think that should happen.
And then eventually us have sex.
All together.
I'm down. My shirt does say,
sure,
I heart
the kitty and the puppy can do this together.
Hey, I eat good carpet. Nina Hartley taught me.
Well, again, thank you very much for coming on, Katie.
Of course.
Follow us on the Twitter, which is @the_love_bite. Or I'm at Insidious Muse.
And I'm at @novice_Nancy.
And I am at Katie_B. I think. I don't know.
With a lot of numbers. She's in there.
Oh, wait. I'm KDB5683.
Okay.
There it goes.
There you go. Like the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Tune in next week when we will have 8-inch cock on.
Yes, I saw the cock.
And we will talk about the seeing of the cock.
Yes.
And the cock entering vagina.
And please review us on iTunes.
Yeah.
Please.
Yes.
That would be fantastic.
That would be beyond fantastic. Mm-hmm. So come back for more of our random craziness, and we'll have caffeine next week.
Yes.
I promise.
Yes.
That's
how that's going to happen. So thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Nope. Huh? And now we rush
now what do we do?
Into the lobby so that they can.